Thank you very much, Excellency, the Chairperson of the 70th World Health Assembly, Honorable Ministers of Health and Heads of Delegations, the Director General of WHO, the Director General-elect, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. It's my great honor and pleasure to address the 7th World Health Assembly on behalf of the Republic of Angola. We congratulate Professor Veronika Svotsva, Minister of Health of the Russian Federation, as President of the 7th World Health Assembly, and express high appreciation on the very elegant and effective way she is leading the August gathering. We thank Dr. Margaret Chan for her last report as Director General of the WHO, in which she highlights the progress on programmatic governance and management work streams in view of making WHO more effective, efficient, transparent, and accountable. The reform process is not yet over, and we are confident with the perspectives yesterday announced by the new Director General of WHO to respond more effectively to the dynamics of social, economic, and political changes, both at global and local level. We appreciate the Director General's wise advices for the future, particularly those relating to the use of scientific evidence for decision making, pushing innovation towards sustainable development goals, reminding people and giving voice to the voiceless. On behalf of the government of the Republic of Angola, we would like to thank the outgoing Director General for her two official visits to my country in 2008, when she challenged the Minister of Health to reduce maternal mortality ratio and infant mortality rate, and also to stop the circulation of poliovirus. And her second visit in 2016, during the peak of the yellow fever epidemic, and we got her wise advice on the response plan. I'm happy to report that poliovirus stopped circulating in Angola since 2011. The recent 2017 report of the National Health and Development Survey of the National Health and Demographic Survey revealed a significant reduction of both maternal mortality ratio and infant mortality rate. The yellow fever epidemic that was a matter of concern during last year's World Health Assembly is over since December 2016. These are some of the benefits Angolan people is tapping from the environment of peace and political stability since the last 15 years, which gives opportunity for more domestic investments in health. The national health system is now challenged with issues of quality of care, efficiency in resource management, regulatory capacity, social protection, and expanding coverage of quality health care in all districts. These are some of the major components of the health reform agenda in Angola towards building better system for health in the age of sustainable development. Excellencies, Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, we wish the best to our organization to continue fulfilling its mandate of raising the level of health of all peoples in the world. I thank you for your attention. Thank you.